GBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Hakeem Jeffries has been talking for hours against the budget bill President Trump has said he wants passed by the 4th of July.
This one big, ugly bill will hurt the quality of life of hardworking American taxpayers, and it's all designed to put a happy smile on the face of billionaires. That is inconsistent with the Declaration of Independence and what we should be celebrating on July 4th.
Republicans say the bill will return economic prosperity to America and cut waste and fraud. A vote is expected this morning. 18 people shot, 4 killed in a drive-by shooting in Chicago. It happened outside a nightclub. Police say a car pulled up. Those inside opened fire. Then the car sped away. The government releases new jobs numbers today. Hiring expected to have slowed last month. Unemployment expected to have risen to about 4.3%, according to most economists. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The 4th of July is an exciting holiday for many, but not for all. Melissa Kay reports.
For our military veterans living with post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, exploding fireworks can trigger distressing memories. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs recommends tips to help veterans and their friends and families manage PTSD during fireworks. For veterans, find out in advance if a celebration will include them and when. Remind yourself you are safe and consider using earplugs or other sensory aids. For family and friends, ask how you can help. Offer words of support such as, "I am here with you now," and help the veteran remember where they currently are and that it is safe.
As the 4th of July weekend approaches with all of its outdoor activity, two Winnebago County beaches are currently under an E. coli advisory from the Wisconsin DNR. While they're not closed, the DNR does advise that the waters at Lake Butamore Boat Landing in Omro and the Grundman Park Boat Landing in Oshkosh have elevated E. coli levels. The advisories will remain until further notice. The Festival Foods Fire Over the Fox brings fireworks and celebration to Lake Memorial Park, the Ray Nitschke Bridge, the Neville Public Museum parking lot, and the City Deck in Green Bay on July 4th. Thousands are expected to pack the waterfront in downtown Green Bay to celebrate America's independence. The event starts at 3 and features family-friendly activities, live music, food and beverage, and more. It concludes at 9:45 with the largest fireworks display in Northeast Wisconsin. See the story at WGBW.fm for more information and a list of other fireworks shows in the area. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The series finale. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and the Mets square off for game 3 of their series tonight. The two teams stand at one game apiece. Yesterday, the Brewers won the first of a doubleheader, 7-2. The Mets went on to win the nightcap, 7-3. Milwaukee's Jacob Mizorowski giving up 5 runs in the second inning, including a grand slam. Things started to unravel after that. Manager Pat Murphy.
He'd have it for one pitch and didn't, and then you could just see the ball wasn't coming out of his fingers the same, and you could see the frustration building, and that's too good of a team and too good of a lineup. You know, this is the days you realize how good these guys are, all major league players. It's so tough to perform at the highest level and be consistent. When you're off a little bit, it can be the difference, and Miz just wasn't in sync.
So tonight it'll be Jose Quintana on the mound against New York's left-hander David Peterson. The Cubs beat the Guardians 5-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm is possible after midnight. Otherwise, clear with a low of 64 tomorrow. Same thing, an isolated thundershower. Otherwise, partly cloudy on the 4th of July. Warm and muggy with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Looking for food, fun, and live music this summer? Head to Area 509 in Appleton with Caribbean Taste.
Every Friday, enjoy a food truck rally from 5 to 8 p.m. with live music from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy the Triple S Market. Sip, shop, sing every Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. With local artisans, open mic, guest food trucks, a full menu of incredible Caribbean-taste food, charcuterie, mimosas, and more. It's all happening at 1025 North Badger Avenue. Come join the fun!
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
Keep the car in the garage. Learn about the Bayshore Bicycle Club with Brian Mittig and the Green Bay Transit with Andrea Bullock. Join me.
Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Just a beautiful morning out there. 63 in Green Bay, 66 in Appleton, 65 in Oshkosh. Mostly sunny, high in the lower 80s today. We got text here on the docket for Saturday, Neshoto Beach and Port Sandy Bay for pizza. Terry, you'll enjoy, Terry.
I don't think he's the only one doing that.
No, I think we're going to send
matter of fact, our guest
way.
Is doing that.
Yeah,
Mark Houston, Amplify by Bell and Health Sports Medicine.
I think we sent quite a few people going to Two Rivers this weekend.
It's awesome. I mean, and why not? It's cool. It's a beautiful beach.
Get there early.
Yeah.
Check out at 2 or get there later and check out.
You know, I was telling Jim this. We were there one day, and this guy gets out with these little kids, and I thought, what's wrong with this guy? He digs this huge hole, then takes 20, 30, I don't know how many buckets of water from the lake and pours it in. So it's like he made a beach swimming pool for the kids. I didn't quite get that. Do you?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that before? Yeah,
that's a lot of work.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
I don't know. It's like, can't you just keep them, you know, whatever.
Can't they play in the beach and keep an eye on them?
Exactly.
I will also say that, we used to do, I think we've probably done it 5-6 times. We've rented an RV. And the first RV trip we did was the campsite just north of Neshota Beach. I'm trying to think, is it Point Beach?
That's where it's Port Sandy Bay.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so we went there, and it was their beach was gone. The water levels went up and down, destroyed their dock.
Yeah.
So we said, let's go down back to Neshota. So we have an RV.
Ooh.
We parked it right along the road.
I was going to say, it's a real narrow road they're going in.
But parked, got a spot, and it was the best where you could go in the water, sand, come back, shower.
That's cool.
And head home.
That's
nice. Like, man, that was nice.
You know what's kind of cool? Because I hope to do van life for a couple of years. Okay. And what was that?
Gas station bathrooms. And
No. Here's what I'm saying.
Okay, where's...
But, no.
Okay. Drive around with your toilet in the back.
One producer laughing, one host just kind of questioning. Yeah.
May I finish? So
you work your whole life to drive around. And Okay, John, finish. Yeah.
But I don't have confidence in myself that I wouldn't knock stuff over driving a big RV. And I don't back up good, and I don't go corners. Okay, so
that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
What I'm saying is they're making small ones now with all the amenities of the big ones. Have you seen some of those small RVs now? Half the size of a big RV?
If you got money, I think you can get what you want.
Are they expensive?
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they? Okay. But they got where
it's like that tiny home, right?
No. Yeah. But well, here. No. 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 But here's the deal.
Can't stand up.
They got hydraulics in these things where, like, the bedroom is up above now and everything. That's awesome. Or I'd like to get one of those things, one of those vans where you can drive, and you can pitch a tent on top of the van.
That's what I was thinking, and you know, I know. Right now, Todd's rolling his eyes. This is what would happen.
No, see, what's going to happen to that guy? Remember that guy I told you about? He slept on top, and then he came down to go to the bathroom? What happened to him?
I don't know. What guy?
I told you that guy.
No, I don't. You never told me the guy.
Yeah,
but this is what would happen.
Todd, you ever
I
told
try to remember that.
You do remember that?
No.
The tent would go up for John. John would say, I'm going to go down to the next destination. He'd forget to bring that tent down.
That's possible. But you know what my dream is? I told you that. Spend 1 year going from one college football game to the next.
Yeah.
Just all the way through. Yeah, like start off at University of Michigan, maybe. Then I really want to go to like West Point, and then go down. Let's go to like Alabama, LSU,
SC.
That's my dream. LSU. To spend 1-6 months just traveling from high school, from college football to college football.
That would be fun. I mean, I could see you doing that.
Yeah.
Your Sundays are going to be tough. You'll be recovering on your Sundays.
Oh, I'll just recover. Yeah.
But
even you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go to like Todd talks about the high school football in Georgia. They get like 10,000 people to.
Correct.
I'd like to go to the Friday nights. I'd love to go to a high school game in some of those.
That's what I said. If you could tie those things together on what you do on a Monday, Tuesday, and you could really have I think you could have an interesting trip.
And actually, you could probably be in some, let's say Georgia. Okay. I mean, they say that's quite the experience at the University of Georgia. Friday night at one of these unbelievable high school football places. Saturday, University of Georgia. Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons against somebody.
I'm with Vinny.
What does Vinny say? Johnny, just buy the damn plane tickets. Sparky says, hi, I'm John Mino. I live in a van down by the river, but it's a very cool van with a raised thing.
You know, I think that could be fun.
Johnny and hydraulics don't go together for me. There'd be some sort of bad injury, John.
But
there's manuals.
Yeah.
That could be fun, though. You'd see the country. And
We did say, though,
John even said it himself. What, driving a larger vehicle.
No. That'd be
changing lanes. Couldn't do it. Backing up.
Freeway.
Yeah. The ones we've rented are 25, 31.
Well, Tori just says, Johnny, let's go. We'll take my 38-footer.
Tori is, he knows what he's doing.
You know what I thought about that? Because actually, when I was in real estate, these people in Manitowoc moved over from Minnesota here, okay? And I was waiting for them, and they said, okay, we got the big RV. We're in wherever. We'll be there by such and such. Come there, and they pull in and stuff. It's like, I said, how did it go? The guy goes, good. And I said, I got to run to the men's room. She goes, oh, my God, we knocked over 3 mailboxes in a roadside.
But a small little, that would be fun. Those aren't hard to drive. And they're making them really cool now and smaller. Yeah, 12 feet, that'd be nice.
Todd, the company should buy me one.
That could be fun. I could see you doing that.
Put that in the budget for 2026.
Yes.
But I think, you're going to have the bathroom in there?
Yes.
See, you got to clean that out, though.
Well, they got those new ones, though, where they're all organic.
All organic. What does that mean?
I don't even know
what that means.
Cha-ching, cha-ching,
nah,
cha-ching.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. To pee? I just pull over.
Yeah.
Everybody's done that, where you pretend like you're getting something out of the side
of
the car.
This is what I was just getting to.
Everybody's done
Some guy did that. He got eaten by a lion.
Where?
What? He did. He was up on top sleeping, and he went. I told you that.
I'm not going to do a safari.
Well, just don't get eaten by a lion.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Dangerous. Well, you could get mugged.
When I go to Tanzania, I'll sleep inside.
You could get mugged. I'm not very dangerous. Get you're in a hotel, you're not going to get mugged.
Okay, trust me. I would have my 38 with me.
Yeah, you would, though.
So I would.
Very good. Not that I want to interrupt too much, but you know the story John was talking about earlier, how the maintenance guy from the building went in his apartment and said, still thinking about getting a cleaning woman?
Can
you imagine what his camper would be like?
Right. There you go. We have to call social service.
Now we need two vans, though, because we have one van that's going down the road with John. Second van's going to follow John.
Yeah.
This could be like Big Ten TV.
Cleaning crew and security.
It would be a whole new me.
I don't know. There's something about this that could work for you.
I know.
Because it's going to check some pretty good boxes.
Absolutely.
The games. And
I bet you could find places to sleep in all those college towns, college weekend type thing, even the parking lots.
Walmart.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I could see you doing that.
Me too.
Writing the story.
Yeah.
Posting it, doing podcasts from the road.
Absolutely. Doing a blog, the whole thing. There'll probably be some incidents.
In Butte, Montana.
Yeah. Yeah. John, how come you keep going back to, like Charles Kuralt?
Yeah.
Why do you keep going back to this place?
We're both talking about how Charles Kuralt was like, we just loved his stories. And he inspired me. I mean, I'm not even joking about this. Charles Kuralt was part of my inspiration about doing really
wholesome,
like normal people. Yeah. You know, small town, this guy who normally the networks would never do. But you know, this guy who's done whatever for 72 years in the back of his shop, hand forging donkey shoes or, you know what I mean? Something like that, okay? My favorite place is a little cabin in the picturesque Rocky Mountains of Montana with a small stream cascading, and I listen to the sound of the water, fresh water that you can drink right from the stream cascading over the rocks.
You go there all the time. It's like, okay, okay, you've been there, but you keep going there. It's like, the hell's up there?
Turns out he had a little something, something on the side up there at the cabin.
Producer never caught on, so.
And then after he died, she came out of the woodwork. It's like, half that is mine. Yeah.
Royalties.
Yes. So, anyway. Old Charles got around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fun for you to do because you're not a big flyer and you don't, that's.
Yes.
That's something to think about. You should.
I am.
It's not going to be that expensive to do that either.
I used to want to do something that's considered a little not cool anymore. Converting a school bus. That used to be the big thing.
Yeah, you can drive that though.
I know. But converting school buses were the big thing. Remember that?
Yeah.
People would put in bunks and everything like that.
I think some people still do it.
They do.
Yeah, a lot of social media people do the bus. They rehab the whole thing. They sell their house. They live in the bus.
I think that's kind of came out of COVID. A lot of people said, yeah, I can go, but, I can travel, I can like, do things virtually. So guess what? Let's go.
Did you go to school in a long bus or a short bus?
Okay, I got a thing here, Todd. Good morning. On behalf of the Power Tool Horns and Woody, thank you for having us on yesterday. We had a great time. A big thanks to Todd for all of his work, too. Love you guys. Fluff.
That's awesome.
How cool is that?
Later this morning, we will feature the music that they brought to us yesterday morning here.
So they played at my wedding. So I played it yesterday at the house. So it's, I can't imagine. I played it later on, but I heard it live. Yeah. So I can't imagine what it was.
It was unbelievable.
Person here.
Jim and I are both like, we're covered in goosebumps.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been doing this for 2 years. You don't want to say a best because other people are like, well, my show was good too. But it was, you got to say it was one of the best shows we ever had. It was just so emotional and so, like, and we were really surprised. We didn't know what was coming.
John Kramer hooked that up for us. And we're both like,
we thought they were coming for an interview.
Jim said, though?
Oh my God! I went out to the lobby, and there were four of them sitting there. And I'm like, "Whoa, this! I don't know. I guess I read that they were coming in, but I don't know. Anyway, I went out there, and I'm like, "Oh, whoa, this looks like a $3,000 expense." And he said, "That was 20 years ago. Cost a little bit more now."
Yeah.
We were standing right there, watching Woody sing, and we were just literally blown. And we've had some phenomenal talents come through musically. But this was a different level.
Lives in Hollywood, just traveled, just did a tour from the West Coast to the East Coast.
With Todd Rundgren.
I think here's the thing about it. If you would play the original version of that and play or if you pick two of them.
I'll take Woody's.
If you would have said, pick which one it is. I don't know if you would have known.
I've seen Ray Charles, and he's been in Green Bay.
When you
that
said
was unbelievable.
That it was going to be Ray Charles in that audition, I was just like, ooh. Yeah, this is going to be pretty good. So
got a text here. Michael says, I'm going to Alabama versus Wisconsin at Alabama. Want to join?
Wow.
Yes. And Lisa says, I have ticket connections to Georgia.
No, and LSU. Oh. LSU, I'm sorry.
Oh, LSU. Yeah. Oh, that was Mike. Okay. Have you ever been to a big-time college game, like outside of Wisconsin type thing? Like a night game? Because I would almost only want to go to night games.
I was at a Wisconsin-Michigan game.
Oh.
Pretty good. It was...
At Wisconsin or at Michigan?
At Michigan.
Yeah.
I think they're up 18 points at half. Guess who won? I had to leave.
You know one thing about Michigan Stadium, though? It's not, you know, you think it's 108 or
7.
That's bigger,
107.
That's bigger than NFL.
But it doesn't feel that big.
No.
It's weird because you can drive, you'd think you're looking. The first time I went there, this is no lie, I missed it. I drove past it.
Well, you know, it's sunk in the ground.
It's sunk in the ground.
Or it's built up on the sides. Or I don't know the best way to say it.
But you're looking, you're waiting to see this unbelievable big thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. But I will say, I'm a Big Ten fan, but I would have loved to have gone to an LSU Georgia game, Alabama game Saturday night.
I've got to Notre Dame games.
Yeah, I went to a Notre Dame game.
Everybody should do that one time.
Yep, that's another place.
And those guys who own the Northland, they're huge, huge Penn State guys. I mean,
quite the place, too. Yeah. That's quite the place.
We can take care of you on that.
But you know what? The pageantry of college football is so much better than the NFL. It's incredible.
And they got the ultimate tailgate party there. Oh. They do those What are the big steaks thing? They show us pictures.
Tomahawk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do the tomahawk steaks.
Oh, tomahawk.
Steaks. Yeah, right.
Whoa. I think that's banned these days.
No, the tomahawk steaks.
No, the steaks. They do the tomahawk steaks.
What are steaks? What are you talking about?
Oh, right. They do tomahawk. Yeah. Okay, we'll show you.
They're huge steaks.
No, I'll show you this. I'll show you a picture at the break.
I'll get a picture. What's going on here, Mark?
I don't know,
John.
Help me.
Keep up.
Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's always a beautiful experience coming out to the ballpark. Many fans prep in the parking lot amongst our legendary tailgaters. When you're ready for new windows and doors, prep for those at the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield. See, feel, open, close, and compare dozens of window and door options from different Pella lines side by side. And if you order by July 31st, get 0% interest for up to 5 years on Blue Mountain Road or visit PellaWI.com today.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always On Point.
Rebel Eddies is your solution for auto detailing in Midwest Wisconsin. They specialize in top-tier services, including deep cleaning and detailing, paint corrections, ceramic coatings, wax oil undercoatings, window tinting, and more. And they take pride in delivering professional results every time. Rebel Eddies is family and veteran-owned and operated. Bookings are available as soon as 1 week. Call 920-671-8984 or visit RebelEddies.com. Rebel Eddies Detailing. Restore. Protect. Maintain.
Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley for over 30 years and are proud sponsors of Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community. Insight offers comprehensive eye care, including glasses and contact lenses. Their doctors have a special interest in treating chronic eye disease, specialty contact lenses, and pediatric care. Find Insight on Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam. Improving lives by improving sight. Insight Eye Care.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah, this ain't enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hey, welcome back! Mono the Mayor in a beautiful July 3rd. It doesn't get much better than today. Beautiful day out there. Nice forecast. We're with Mark Hewson. Amplify by Bellin Health Sports Medicine. Vinny says, if Mino goes on this trip, one travel van, one hazmat van. Thank you, Vinny. Michael says, been to Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Florida State, LSU, Clemson, Miami, and Georgia, Florida game in Jacksonville. How much cooler of a life does Michael have than us?
That's Michael awesome. Should live in the in the southeast.
I'm disappointed in something with you, though, Jim.
What's that?
My
brother did the baseball.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know some people that do that.
That's kind of easy to do.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of close. And
yeah.
Go to
Pittsburgh. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He did that.
So you're doing all this stuff for your family. You got a phenomenal weekend coming up. Did all the cooking at 3 o'clock this morning.
By the way,
what do you think of that, Mark? He's up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I think the neighbors loved that one.
He agreed, though, that was.
He thought it out.
Yeah.
And then you did something yesterday to take care of dogs. You've been perfect. It's like, wow, what a shining example.
A lot of dads do that. That's mm-hmm. Mr. Dads.
Who are you leaving home?
Hey, look, he's happy. I talked to him about it. I said, look, Milton's staying home. But his cousin, my daughter's dog, is there, and he has babysitter.
So all his dogs are going to be frolicking, and your dogs are going to be cooped up in the house?
No, the babysitter we got, he likes her a lot. So, no, he's got, no, okay. It's all good. It's all good. So okay. He's good. No.
Mark?
Yeah?
So, Mark, we got high school football coming up down the road. We're going to reveal in, I think, 2 weeks.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yep, we're finishing up some of our commercials next week so they can get edited. Nice. It's going to be here before you know it.
But you guys can be a part of it again, right?
Yep, yep. We're all part of it. So, yeah,
you guys
trying to get ready.
Such a part
of it. I mean, and that's what it is, starting to get ready for fall seasons. I know, hey, we just talked about summer, but everything's going to come fast and furious. We all just said, man, June's already done.
I know.
So I just said, you know, hey, my reminder, my preach, because it's for the next 6 weeks. Get out there. Get your kids. If your kids have to play sports, if they want to play sports, I should say, they do need a pre-participation exam by a physician, by a provider, by a mid-level, which is PAs.
So do the school schedule those, Mark, or is it on the
individual? Okay. It's on the individual. But if you are, I mean, we try to start them in the middle school, but you're required in high school every other year in Wisconsin, every year in Michigan. It's a quick exam. When I say quick exam, it probably takes you 20 minutes, but they're going to check your vision. They're going to check your heart. They're going to check your lungs. They're going to check your body parts. They want to make sure that you're safe.
I'm going to say something. I was joking around about my torsion incident. You don't even want me to get started. That's a whole different show. We could go on and on about that. But I do know, on a serious note, some young guys have been diagnosed because the doctors noticed something a little abnormal that wouldn't have been detected before and have caught some serious things early.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the big one right now that's being talked about is cardiac screenings. You know, I mean, you can sit there and say, hey, someone, you know, we don't think they have any problems. They don't have any symptoms. But even as my wife knows, sometimes these things kind of creep up. It doesn't matter if your age. You could be 10, 15, 20. You could be 40, 50, 60. So it's one of those things, if you have something, we want to make sure we catch it. Someone asked me, how many times did everyone go through a physical and you never can participate? I don't think I've ever heard anyone get disqualified ever. Now,
right.
I'm not going to say that it hasn't happened, but it's just one of those things. It's a good preventive technique. Are you ready? The other thing, it's kind of like, hey, you know, do you have anything wrong? No, 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 no. Yes, all these no's. Then all of a sudden during the exam, you know what? My knee still hurts from an injury that I had 6 months ago. Oh, well, let's take a look at it and find out, geez, it was never taken care of because he got injured in the last game of the year. Mm-hmm. So if you know, and I tell people, talk to your primary care physicians. They do them at fast care, urgent cares. Just get out, be seen. For some people, it'll be your insurance. If you're a partnered school with Bellin, we do them for $20. We turn the $20 back over to the schools.
How do they make a reservation or an appointment?
A lot of times, you know, just call your primary care physician and get scheduled. That may be one of your tougher ones. If you're last minute, we do have fast care urgent cares where you can walk in and probably spend $70, $80. And like I said, if you're a partner in school, it's $20. But it's easy to do. The biggest thing I'm saying this, it's July 3rd. Mm-hmm. Don't wait till August 5th on first day of football or whatever. It's August 17th. I'm making that day up, but it's probably close. First day of soccer, and you've waited the entire summer. You didn't act on it, and now your kid's screaming, going, I have practice at 3 p.m., and I need this. Why didn't you get it done back in July and August?
Right.
My point is plan it out and get in.
All right.
That's good advice. And, you know, summer, my father-in-law used to say, you know, July 4th, summer's half over.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it's half over, but, you know, we're going to see back-to-school stuff.
Well, I will say this. If you're a high school football athlete, It is.
It's gonna come quick.
It is. Yeah. So I think that's really good advice. And, you know, $20, 20 minutes, that's not a lot.
Yeah.
So
Is it a state rule they have to have it before they're allowed to practice?
Yeah.
Okay.
So in high school, you should have it coming in as a freshman, and then you would get it done again in your junior year.
Okay.
Or right before your junior year. So twice in a high school period. If you're living in Michigan, you need to get it done every year.
And to your knowledge, which is pretty deep, there's no one's been disqualified, so there's no fear in doing it.
Yeah, I mean, if your question would be, have you ever heard anyone disqualified? I have never heard anyone disqualified.
I would agree.
So. I will say, I'm sure some people have been disqualified. Yep. Some people may come up and say, hey, we do some of these cardiac screenings, and sometimes it'll be like, hey, you need to get this thing and look at it and get it ruled out.
Whatever.
So
get it done.
Yeah, right. Get it done. I think that's the biggest thing. As simple as get it done, because we don't want to hear them first day of practice.
Right. Love your name. Love what's going on. Your CEO's retiring, and do you have a new one on board? I have been following
Scott Rathgaber.
Oh, it's Scott. Oh, that's right.
So,
I did read that.
Yep. Okay, Scott Rathgaber is the CEO from from Gunderson, and he's taken it over.
That's great.
And Chris Wileski retired.
She did a great job.
Did a wonderful job.
Yeah,
good. Mark Houston, Amplify by Bellin Health Sports Medicine. Always a pleasure having you in here, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Have yourselves a phenomenal 4th. Still all of my friends in Trivers.
Trivers.
Quick break. Back up.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Wisconsin is ranked 2nd in the nation for having the most organic farms. Now, the Food Finance Institute is looking to help these organic growers with a new program called Naturally Wisconsin. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. The program essentially seeks to boost the market for organic products. Jamie Valenti-Jordan is the Food Brand Program Manager with the Food Finance Institute. He tells us about the types of businesses or services that can work with Naturally Wisconsin.
Within our space, of course, we have brands. That's the most commonly recognized group, but it's not just emerging brands, not just established brands. It's also our supply chain up and downstream. So that's going to be inclusive of our agricultural sector, our agricultural supply, our ag tech, but also our ingredient suppliers that are going to process those materials, our packaging and equipment suppliers that are going to be a part of that as well, all the way through to our service providers, those that specialize in the food industry with respect to, working on legal or marketing as well.
Jamie Valenti-Jordan says you can learn more about Naturally Wisconsin by visiting the Food Finance Institute online. Stick around for more agribusiness news coming your way.
In my County Farm Bureau, I'm more than a member. I'm an advocate for local farms and families. Serving on the board has given me a chance to create real change in our community. From organizing volunteer opportunities to promoting agriculture at local events, we connect our neighbors to the farms that feed them. Together, we're building a stronger and well-informed community. Join us and make a difference today.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
In other agribusiness news on a Thursday, local food dollars are getting applause from food processors. In the tentative budget agreement between the governor and the Republican-led legislature, $10 million has been secured toward the Food Security Initiative grant program. This is through the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says it's going to increase access to nutritious dairy products like milk and cheese, as well as meat, fruits, and vegetables from Wisconsin food processors during a time when food banks are seeing record demand. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Logging and Heritage Festival July 12th and 13th on Stevenson Island. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated thunderstorm is possible after midnight. Otherwise, clear with a low of 64 tomorrow. Same thing, an isolated thundershower. Otherwise, partly cloudy on the 4th of July. Warm and muggy with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, you'll hear Matt Rothschild in the guest host chair helping you and your family gear up for a big July 4th weekend. He's got thoughts, and I want to hear them. So do you. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Todd has dug deep into the vault, as they say.
Little James Brown, living in America, baby.
Yeah! That was not a bad James Brown.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, if you could dance like him, that would be interesting.
That ain't going to happen.
I could do that. We're here at Kelly and Jerry from the Elks Lodge. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Thanks for getting up early and coming to see us.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Say your last names for me so I don't. I know McCain. McCann. Downard?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Thank you very much.
A little prize on
Thank
that
you very much.
Yeah, you said it better than my grandma. We got married. It took her 5 years.
Love it. Well, you guys got a lot going on. You guys have done so much for the community. We wanted to recognize you, and Jim's got all the details.
Well, we talk about what makes this community work are organizations like yours, raising money, giving out grants. Tell us some of the things you're working on, and we just really appreciate what the Elks do.
Well, the nice thing is, this is something I know for myself and a lot of the Elks, we like to help in the community, but we can only do so much on our own. So we found that going to the Elks for us helped us. We get grants from both the Wisconsin Elks Association and Grand Lodge, which is the National Elks. We get a Freedom Grant, and we use that money for Soup for Vets. We have a free meal for our veterans once a month. It's the second Wednesday of every month except July. July is just too busy. And
where do you host that?
That's at the Elks Lodge.
Right at the lodge, okay.
3195 South Ridge Road. And
it's been there forever, huh?
And then before that, it was downtown here.
Yeah, that's
a
right.
A lot of people remember downtown.
Remember that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you bring your families, come on down. It's not always soup. Sometimes we cook out. We do a lot of different things. Our cooks are awesome.
Nice.
I just want to talk about how important that is, not for the meals, the socialization that is so important as we get. Not older, but it's just important.
There's a lot of widowers.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. We have a group of brothers. They come. There's five brothers, and they all did multiple tours in Vietnam, and they come with their wives. But they socialize with everybody there. Everybody socializes, and it's so nice.
I don't know if you realize that we've had people come on here, psychologists. We've had people that can help with depression. It can help with. Can lead to some not good things if people don't socialize. So just thank you for keeping that up. And that you've been doing that for some time. I just think
we've been doing that for many years.
I know.
And then we also have crafts kits that we give out to our veterans. And that's something else. You've had Gail Knorr on here before with Veterans First. She's a member of ours. And she's making the tiny home community. And we are going to be supplying them with a lot of different items. One of the things is the craft kits.
Right.
And all they're free to... You know, any of the veterans that come in for Soup for Vets, we give them the craft kits. There's a little thank you note. It's pre-stamped inside there. They just need to send the thank you note so that the people that donate them to the Elks get the recognition that they need. But it's nice because they can sit down and they can sew or something or do some bead work and talk to each other, socialize.
Isn't that nice?
And it's nice because that opens it up.
All right. And what I like about the Elks is you really put – you walk the walk. I mean, you really –
Exactly. That's exactly what
Kim just texted in. The Elks walk the walk when it comes to helping veterans.
Because when we hear about your organizations, I used to attend quite a few of them, like Johnny did too, and it's such a plethora of things that you offer.
So then some of the things that go on at the Elks Lodge are No, well, the American Red Cross drive is every Friday at the Elks Lodge. And then there's a modern twist Western Dance Club every Thursday night. We have Soup for Vets is a free meal for the vets every second Wednesday of the month
in
July.
That's awesome.
But except for July.
Right.
Then there's the Green Bay Accordion Club, the first Saturday of the month, except for in July.
Wait.
Back that up.
There's an accordion club.
There's an accordion club that shows up at the lodge.
They come from all over Wisconsin. I mean, they travel.
And what do they do?
They play accordions.
They come there and do a...
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Is it lessons or do they just like jam?
They jam.
Isn't that fun?
You know what? Wouldn't that be fun on a Friday morning? Because normally we do live music on Fridays. Wouldn't it be nice?
Can they come in here and play?
I can give you a contact. One of them is a member. We can give you a contact number.
We would love that. Mm-hmm. That is everybody likes accordion music.
Oh, yeah. And you can go listen to it if you just want to go listen to it.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. That's
first Saturday of the month.
Okay.
And then Carrie Kalba Trivia, second Friday of every month, except for July. And that funds two scholarships.
Wow.
That's neat.
Then the Green Bay Deaf Club. Check the Facebook page for that.
Okay.
And again, that's
because they
all
have
over
different
Green
schedules.
Bay, or all over Wisconsin.
That's great.
Then the PAC, the Boy Scouts, 4163, they have meetings there. And then the Ladies American Legion Post 539 has meetings there also.
Neat. I spoke at one of the Veterans Day activities you guys had there a few years back, and boy, you guys treated those veterans so well, and the meal you had, and just the door prizes, and just it was just a great, great event. In fact, for one of my books, I bet I came up with three candidates that are now in my book that I'm writing, you know, just from meeting them there in that social setting like that. So you guys do a great thing. Up in my hometown, and I've talked to Jim about this, the Elks, my brother's a member of the Elks up in my hometown in the UP, they raise so much money by making and selling pasties. Mm-hmm. You can't believe it. It's legendary how much money they make selling pasties.
Oh, you should become an Elk. Do you know how many members of ours are from the UP?
I'll bet a lot.
I can count about 10 of them, myself included.
All right, where are you from?
Gwynn.
Oh my gosh, you're a model towner.
Originally Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh, you're a red or a blue devil then.
Yes, I'm both.
You know one thing though, in those small communities up there, the Elks is kind of like the, you know, center of
social. Right, it is. It's great.
Yeah.
My grandpa's brother was an Elk, and I always thought, oh, he'd be so proud because I'm the club president, which is our exalted ruler.
That's cool.
And then I thought, oh, he passed in the 70s. He might have been kind of annoyed that they even let me in the door.
Yeah, right. Things have changed.
Do you know how to
better.
Make pasties?
Oh, I can make a pasty.
Oh, yes. Boy.
But we do the brat fry down here.
We do brat fries. And matter of fact, if you check our schedule, we have five of them coming up at Festival Foods.
Oh, those are good brats.
Got another text there. Just one of the underrated organizations that do so much for folks in our community. Thank you from Rick.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
And that's nice because just going through these things, you're very visible almost weekly.
Oh, yeah. We do children's parties. We do a Halloween, Christmas, and Easter.
So are you looking for new members?
Always.
All right, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Always looking for new members.
If you're interested in becoming an Elk, you can go to www.elks.org. You can pop into the lodge, come in on a Thursday night. The bartender can help you out, show you around, tell you about what's going on. And on, you can go to gbelks259@gmail.com. Okay. That will email our lodge. Or call us at 920-983-9259. And that phone rings to the secretary. And
great.
They can give you
I love what you guys are talking about with so many different types of activities.
Right.
You know, where it's different days of the week and things like that. Talk one more time that Jim brought up about your brat fries. Because I want to be able to push people there when and where and everything.
DePere. Well, yep.
We'll be at the DePere Festival Foods July 20th, July 25th. And August 24th. And then the Carrie Kalba Scholarship, they're doing two brat fries to help get more funds so they can give larger amounts or more scholarships. And those will be August 2nd and August 23rd.
That's awesome.
All Green Bay.
And you have branches all over. I know in Two Rivers, my dad was the exalted ruler in Two Rivers, and he always called it the exhausted rooster.
I actually have a pin my husband ordered me that says the exhausted ruler. I wore it to a conference and nobody saw.
Yeah, he said the exhausted rooster or something. Yeah. But he really enjoyed that. And
I do.
Again, what he liked about it was there's
just the variety of things that they did in Two Rivers.
Well, and the thing is, you can put as little or as much time as you want in. Jerry, tell them about, I was in the hospital, and I wasn't there, but everybody stepped up and
did everybody stepped up and tried to help out, lead the meetings, and you know.
I was out for almost 6 months.
Oh, wow, and they kept it going.
And it was during Christmas, so I missed Christmas. I missed a lot of stuff, and it went on without me.
You know, there are a lot of organizations that have really, well, the VFW is one of them, that have really struggled for newer members. How are you guys doing along those lines?
We're keeping our head above water.
Yeah, I think so.
But it is every organization. Yeah. Optimist, Rotary, all that stuff. And what there's got to be dues for this.
It's about $123 a year. Okay, but it's prorated. We go from April to March, and it's roughly $10 and some, like $11 a month.
I mean,
so they'll prorate it.
Right.
But when you think about it, putting in that much money, you know, you'd spend that much at Starbucks going there once or twice. You could put that in.
Got a text here just to follow up on what you're saying there. Follow the green GB Elks Lodge 259 Facebook page for more details. Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. I knew that was Elizabeth. Okay. Thanks, Elizabeth, for the reminder.
And I just want to say that you do a lot of good, but selfishly, it's good to socialize with people. That's really healthy. People talk about diets and exercise, which is really important. But you read a lot more about getting out of the house and talking to people and meeting people. And this is a great way to do that. Mm-hmm. For $11 a month.
Oh, yeah. I know. Like I said, you can go to Starbucks and spend that on a drink or two or a movie. And
it's about it is all about the social. And the thing about the Elks is they remember you. You become part of a group that they will not forget you. If you're sick, they'll send
support
you
each other. Right.
They'll visit you. If you need a meal, they'll show up. They're just a wonderful brotherly love. It's all about the brotherly love.
That's great.
Oh, and we do a lot with the youth. We've been talking a lot about the veterans, but not just that. We buy school supplies and give them to the kids that need them. We fill backpacks and give them to kids. We buy like $1,200 worth of winter clothes every year, and we donate them to the school districts.
You guys are old school in a really good way when I say that.
And the more people we have, the more members we have, the more we can do.
Right.
Beautiful.
That is true. And when you look at a community, and I know a little bit about that, those are the organizations that make it work. You know, I mean, politicians might take the credit, but it is
grassroots.
It's the nonprofit grassroots that that understand what the community needs too. I mean, you're hearing things, you go to these meetings and say, look, these kids need school supplies. It's Green Bay's changed a little bit, and there's a lot of needs out there.
And the Elks that came before us, they taught us so much.
Yeah.
So much that we didn't even realize that how many years these things have been happening. I mean, the Green Bay Elks has been in Green Bay since 1893. The Elks started out as a group of actors in New York in 1868. They were called the Jolly Corks, and one of their members died and left his family destitute, and they decided that they were going to turn themselves into a group that was a benevolent and protective order of the Elks.
Wow.
And what they did is they're helping the widows, they're helping the children, they're helping people with homelessness. You know, take.
We got just another quick text here. It must be from your Elizabeth, possibly. Okay.
What did I forget?
For membership information, or you can email BGELKS. So BG.
GB.
Oh, it's backwards.
She put it backwards. Green Bay.
Todd, is that too much to ask?
Come on, Elizabeth. Come on.
She's blaming Elizabeth. You're blaming Todd. Anyways, GB, I know that.
GB Elks.
Right.
259@gmail.com.
Right.
Yeah. GBX 259@gmail.com.
All right. My fault, Elizabeth. Okay.
Sorry, Elizabeth.
It was my fault.
Oh, Todd's. All right. Anyway, there's so many ways to contact this, and even phone number, talk to the secretary. But yeah, what a great thing. And then, you know, people, we talk about New Year's resolutions, but there's any time you can join, right?
You don't have to wait till
April or anything. So.
If you call the lodge today, we can get you in.
Isn't that great?
The third Wednesday, we have a meeting and we're doing
Where do you guys meet?
At 3195 South Ridge.
Oh, you're right. Okay, that's right. That's where your headquarters is. All right. Easy parking, easy to get there. So
lots of parking.
Lots of parking.
Okay. Listen, well, thank you for what you do for our veterans, our youth, for just everybody in the community. And you guys do it quietly. You don't, pound your chest, look at us. You guys just put your heads down and get the job
get it done. And look at all these activities that you read off, and we didn't even get to them all. But
we're going to keep promoting these. If you got a copy of this, we're going to keep promoting them as they go on.
I appreciate that.
Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all very much.
Have a good four.
Kelly Downard, Jerry McCain, Or McCann, right?
Yes.
Jerry McCann. Got to ask one quick question. Rutabagas, yes or no?
Yes.
In your pasties?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
Did you ever go to Jack's Hideaway Bar?
Jack's Hideaway. One of the people from Jack's Hideaway, one of their family members, I went to school with her.
Jocko? One of Jocko's family?
I'm not going to say names on the air, but right. yeah, it was.
Brats or rutabaggy? Brats or pasties?
Pasties.
Yeah!
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Are you tired of so-so pizza that's not clean food and nutritious? Want great-tasting pizza that everyone will really love? Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria is the place for you. They're more than your ordinary pizza place. Josephine's Pizza makes food as it should be. They care about what your family eats, so they use sauce, cheese, and flour that is non-GMO in their old-world recipes. Your dinner plans are easy when it includes Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria in Green Bay on Glendale Avenue across from St. John's the Baptist Church.
Are you a puzzle lover who's ready for some friendly competition? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And on Sunday, July 13th, at the Barrel House at Badger State Brewing, from 1 till 8 p.m., you can join the fun that is Puzzles or Paws. It's a cat-tastic challenge that raises funds for Brewster's Place, a nonprofit no-kill cat rescue. So spend your afternoon puzzling or checking out the silent auction. Head to wgbw.fm, click events, and see where to get your tickets.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hey, welcome back. Man on the mirror here on a beautiful July 3rd. All getting a little bit cloudy out there now. But not bad.
No.
Still a nice forecast. High in the mid-80s. By the way, your Milwaukee Brewers, we take it on the Mets in New York again, 5:35 on WISS. Todd, we haven't talked about your weekend.
He doesn't tell us
I know
anything,
he doesn't.
So
but
why do you even?
It'll be work. I got to tell you, though, my garden is going crazy.
I
have so many tomatoes, so many cucumbers and zucchini and all. Oh my God.
I'll take zucchini and I'll take cucumbers.
Okay.
So when I was making my pasta, spinach, salad, tomatoes, it was great. Just out in the, I have that 6-foot thing and
get the cilantro and parsley and mint and just...
Your flower bed, your vegetable bed?
You just go out there, cut it off, and put it in there. It was just,
nothing that tastes better.
Yeah, and it's so refreshing, because that's the kind of stuff that's like, ah, I forgot to get it at the store. Boom, it's right there. So well, it's not as good as Tops.
When I was a kid, I mean, my dad was so big into his gardens. I mean, they were huge. And for salads at night, somebody would go out to the garden, and the whole thing would be picked right there, and 5 minutes later, you were eating it.
I know. See, I don't have to go to the garden. I just turn around. It's right there because I don't have the garden like Todd. I'm not that sophisticated.
Yeah,
it's just
closer.
Mine are just beds, too, though, like just larger beds that I've built.
Are they raised?
If you don't,
if you don't,
rabbits will eat everything.
Yeah. That's true, too.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the only thing that saved me this year because I've lost a lot of stuff over the years.
I hate to say it, but I almost think it's time to bring in some kind of a predator for rabbits. I mean, there's so many of them.
22?
It's beyond belief. Isn't
my dog though? Tries to
Does he?
Do his job. Yeah.
It's crazy.
So there's rabbit, there's chipmunks too, right? And Chippy is one that is in our yard, and him and Milton.
Wait a minute, you've named the chipmunk?
Oh yeah, Chippy and Milton.
That's like, original,
say,
I believe.
Yeah, I know. It just took
some different.
Took me days and days. Anyway, if we say Chippy's here, right to the window, we let him out. That chipmunk knows that we have that electric fence, and he goes
just
right
the
across,
side.
And he's like putting the finger up. He goes, but anyway, yeah, he stays in the yard, obviously. But rabbits, they are. We have a ton of rabbits, and I live in the hood, and they're right there. So it's, I don't know. They're kind of.
Hey, Todd, he did not get a joke I told him yesterday that I read off the internet.
What joke is it?
It's just about the guy. He goes, so I wanted to buy some fireworks, some kind of heavy duty stuff. So I went to this roadside thing, and the guy brought out some extra strength stuff, and I said, are these safe? He goes, oh, yeah. I said, does anybody need to know about this? He gave me a wink and a high four.
That was funny. I'm like, well, I don't get it.
He could not figure that out.
How long did it take you, Jeff?
It did. I told him, I said, I don't get it. He blew off a finger. Oh, I get it now. That's funny. That's really funny. So, yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
But, are you... No, you're not... Yeah, at home. Are you going to shoot off some fireworks?
I don't think so.
My dog hates them. I don't want to have anything to do with that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. It's, you know, there's enough places to go now.
Yeah, there are.
You know, and when I lived in Ledgeview and it wasn't even fully developed yet, that area.
Then
there was
shot,
woods behind me and you could, you know, do whatever. But no, not now. But I'll tell you what, we're right here where we are. This is going to be the hub of everything happening in Green Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
Celebrating America's birthday, shooting off fireworks that are 99% from China.
Yes. Okay.
But.
Yeah. Do you remember the bicentennial?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. That was the biggest buildup ever.
How many silos out there had the big 76 painted on?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Red, white, and blue beer. And then they had this. I have the.
Then Rocky donkey. Had come out. Remember Rocky had come out then?
I still have those. It's the donkey and the elephant, like canisters. It must have been, I don't know if it was vodka or whiskey. And just there was a lot of cool commemorative stuff you could buy. And yeah, it was a big, big, big deal. And
that
was a long time ago.
Were you going to donate those for something? Didn't you show me those one time?
Yeah.
You could donate them for something.
Maybe I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was cool. 200, and that's not a long time, 200 years.
Oh my gosh! Well,
you think it is? I don't think it is.
No, but all you got to do is go to Europe, go to like Prague, and it's like, oh, that's a nice church. Yeah, it was built in.
Oh,
13th
I know. We don't know what history is over here.
You know what I mean? It's
like,
but everybody was into it in 76.
True.
I remember even the TV stations changed their logo to have red, white, and blue or something
Absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely, that was huge. Yeah. The bicentennial was a huge thing, but you know, it's one of those things though too. It's like when it's just kind of funny because I've got my 50th class reunion coming up. Okay, it's like 1975 doesn't seem that long ago. But in 1975, if somebody was having a 50-year reunion, they would have been born in like 1904.
I know that.
You know what I mean?
I know that.
Isn't that bizarre when you think about that?
It is.
Here's the other thing. As of today,
that was cars. Just 1904.
I'm going to blow your mind.
Maybe the automobile wasn't here.
Right.
We weren't flying. Well, we're just getting started on that. But
that would have been the people having a 50-year reunion when I was graduating from high school.
So we are over half the year is done for 2025. Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. We are now closer to 2050 than we are to 2000.
No.
Say that again.
No.
We are closer to 2050.
Wow. yeah. now You're right than 2000
than 2000.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something. I remember I had a brother-in-law tell me this one time. It was actually, if I still remember, because it was on the 4th of July, it was his birthday, and he's like 34, you know, one of those, not, you know, you think, oh geez, a poor guy, you know. And I said, what's that like, you know, getting to be 34? He says, I'm gonna tell you something, from about 28 to 34 is going to go by so fast, and you're going to constantly think to yourself, well, last year when I did, and I said, oh, my God, that was 5 years ago.
I know.
And he said, it keeps going that way. And when you said the year 2000, I still think of that as, oh, yeah, remember I was that basketball game that
yep.
day? And
we, yep.
Isn't that crazy?
It is.
I hate to sound like two old guys talking about, but it does go so fast, it's mind-boggling.
And people said to us, it goes fast.
And we did like, not believe him.
We didn't believe him.
It's like I want to go you're faster. Old. You're old. I'm so sick of going to school. I just want to go by faster.
You just say that because you're old.
Yes.
And now
it's 100% the truth.
Blinking, it's gone.
Yeah.
So.
It's yep. unreal. But unbelievable.
Steve just texted and he said, next year is 250 years. How come we don't hear much about it? That's a good point.
You know what?
Yeah, that is.
250. We're just talking about the 200th.
I know.
What are we going to do for that show?
I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll close the street.
Wow.
Yeah, we will.
We'd be 100, be like 100.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to start a break. Back in a minute.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives getting ready to vote soon on President Trump's big budget bill, which House Speaker Mike Johnson says was pushed forward by personal phone calls from the president himself.
I think it was very helpful. I'm really appreciative of his leadership.
Well, Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries has been talking since before 5 a.m. this morning, trying to stall the vote.
Because that debate was so limited, I feel the obligation, Mr. Speaker, to stand on this House floor and take my sweet time to tell the stories of the American people.
The bill is expected to pass this morning after Jeffrey stops talking. Four people have died from gunshot wounds, 14 others hospitalized following a drive-by shooting in Chicago outside a nightclub. New unemployment numbers coming out this morning. Economists expect a possible hiring slowdown. This is ABC News.